Goats will eat anything. Just ask Kaldi, the legendary Ethiopian goat herd. Kaldi, who in AD 800, the story goes, noticed his herd of goats dancing from one coffee shrub to another, grazing on the fresh, cherry-red berries containing the beans. It was his curiosity that led him to cut a few berries himself and eat them raw. He was soon jumping and dancing with his flock of goats. Sugar was discovered by Western Europeans as a result of the Crusades in the 11th century AD. Crusaders returning home talked of this new spice and how pleasant it was. The first sugar was recorded in England in 1099. The success comes from making money, as bakers realized they could become rich from this product, and soon started making jams, candy, and other sweets in greater numbers. In 1662, Catherine of Braganza of Portugal married Charles II and brought with her the preference for tea. It was boiled in front of the Queen and became her drink of choice. It soon gained social acceptance among the aristocracy, as it replaced wine, ale, and spirits as the drink of the aristocracy. The first written usage of the word sandwich appeared in Edward Gibbon's journal, referring to bits of cold meat as a sandwich. It was named after John Montagu, the 4th Earl of Sandwich, an 18th century English aristocrat. It is said that in 1762, Lord Sandwich was fond of this form of food because it allowed him to continue playing cards while eating without getting his cards greasy from eating meat with his bare hands. Clearly, he had a creative mind, and today we have the sandwich which we all love. The political problems in France in 1789 were caused by the people not having food to eat. It has been said that the Queen, Marie Antoinette, when she was told that there was no bread for the people, suggested to her ministers to let them eat cake. When the people heard this, they became very angry. It is not certain that she said this, but she definitely did not understand economic problems. According to some historians, the way Ioannis Kapodistrias introduced the cultivation of the potato remains a famous anecdote till today. To help feed the people, Kapodistrias ordered a shipment of potatoes in 1829, but he found that the potatoes were met with indifference by the population, and the whole scheme seemed to be failing. To help people develop a taste for the new potatoes, Kapodistrias ordered that the whole shipment of potatoes be unloaded in public display on the docks of Nafplion and placed severe-looking guards guarding it. Soon rumors circulated that for the potatoes to be so well guarded, they had to be of great importance, and so people decided to eat potatoes.